That's only eating cockles.
Well, if you could manage to tell us your story again about the Mohegan, I would be obliged.
Well,
I'll hold it for you.
Oh, matter. Well, you hold it then. Yeah. Now, let me think what I...
Well, there's plenty of time.
Just what happened, you know, what happened, the lifeboat went out?
She came out, it came in about 8 o'clock and the lifeboat went to her. And they came in with one boatload. And Mr. Tripp was a second coxswain then, I think. And there was a lady in one of the boats that got stuck. Mm-hmm. And he's cut in the thought of the boat and cut her leg off.
Good heavens. Very unfortunate, wasn't
she,
it?
She died, didn't she?
Did she?
I've seen her brought in on the beach and carried up, carried in a house. Mm.
Did you actually go down to the beach?
Yes,
when
I was here all the time.
When the
And did you know, or you must have seen all the burial going on in St. Kevin?
Oh yes, I made coffins for two or three of them.
You actually made them? Are you a carpenter by trade?
An undertaker, yeah.
I see.
Well, I was serving my time then, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And what the hell are you having, Winnie?
Oh, we're in trouble here, aren't we? The milk's a bit spilt.
Yeah. We're crying over it, is it?
Take this book up.
How much you put on it?
Yeah. This your own milk, is it?
Yes,
your cow?
Yes.
Oh, it's good stuff then.
Yeah, it's lovely stuff. It's Bernard, don't you drink it, Bernard.
It's better than his, isn't it?
You've taken this all on, have I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My God, I've never been there.
Well, that's all right. But what I do, you see, when I get home, I cut out the bits that aren't wanted in particular.
And they went out, they brought in about 15, 16 of the first load, and then they went out for the second load and brought in, I couldn't say how many, but in the second load in the morning.
Hmm.
And,
well, it was probably a night you'll never forget anyway.
Oh, no, never. I know we come up St. Kevin and went in the White Hart, and there was two young men that were saved there, one called MacFarlane and I forget the name of the other, and
I suppose it was sort of not many people in the village were in bed that night, were they? I should think they were all up and about.
Oh, no, up all night. And
it was early. It happened
and they
early.
Went down and found a boat down to the Dean with a man or two on it, and
yeah.
And the ship's glass, you know, the big high glass, what I think.
Yes, yeah.
And they brought home the men that were in it.
Hmm. Well, it's certainly a very bad disaster, wasn't it?
Yes.
I should say it must have been about the worst one round this coast.
Oh, it was. 120 drowned, you see.
Hmm. Yeah. Can you remember if anybody sort of had any opinions about the supposed to be on a wrong course, this boat?
Oh yes, it came in pathetic in the evening.
Mm.
And they seen the lights of the little village down there, and they turned around and went right in on them.
Did anybody sort of say anything at the time about this bad navigation? Did they think it might have been done deliberately?
Well, I think so.
Yes,
old Mr. Hill was the coxswain of the boat in them days. He said that they surely put her on there.
Mm. It is. Well, thank you very much for giving me your story of this.
They inbound several of the people the next day over in the garage over there.
Yeah?
There used to be a dwelling there then. And
yes, and they them and in the corner.
Yes. Open them up there.
Yes, I suppose everybody was talking about it for months afterwards, weren't they?
Yes. Really? And the last one that was picked up was called Lockwood. He'd been in the water 7 or 8 weeks.
Hmm. Mm.
Uncle Grimm saved that. Found him.
Did he?
Uncle Billy Matthew.
Oh, yeah.
Found him. My old chap that I served my time with was there and out do the job, you know.
Yeah.
Dr. Spry.
Well, it doesn't look very much like a ship now, you know. If you dive down there, it's just like a lot of old junk.
It was a lovely thing before she went down to look at.
Well, it was one of the best ships afloat at the time, wasn't it?
And yet she was no use.
No.
No? No use?
Why?
In what way?
Well, unseaworthy.
Yeah. Yeah, still. It is. They go to all the trouble of fitting it out nicely, and you say it's not seaworthy.
And the captain was never found. Didn't know where he went.
Well, there's a bit of a story about him, isn't there?
He slipped off somewhere.
Yeah.
He said the man come in and went into his aunt's, I believe he did, and had something there, and he cleared off and never seen or heard of him anymore. Knew his way about in Cornishman.
Yeah, could have been. Yes, you never know, do you? Well, we're sorry to jump in on you tonight.
No,
rather
if I knew
it on
you
to
was coming, I might have got up a nice tale, but I can't think of it now.
Well, we will be down again in sort of beginning of next year, so if you wouldn't mind if I came along again, you might think of something else. Because I'm really interested in this boat. And sort of want to get as much information as I can. And as we said, there's not many eyewitnesses about.
I tell you what did happen to her then.
Yeah?
She had a lot of ale on board of her.
Ale?
Ale.
Did it?
No, and handsome stuff.
Yeah. You tried some, did you?
Oh, yeah. And we was working down Bethesdaq at the time for a gentleman called Heathcote. And he said to I was a carpenter and there was a mason there, and he used to say, now if you men likes a drop of beer, you know, help yourself. Mm. We didn't forget that. And when he come to get some for dinner one day, he was all gone.
Yeah. What was this washed up, was it?
Yeah. Old time, some basses here.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyway, thank you very much, and perhaps we'd have another chat about it again some other time.
Yes, I'd see what...